my name is C. Matthews.
Good afternoon, Khalil Francis.
Good afternoon, Nesuri Khan.
Hi, I'm Shalana Naidu. I'm from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Thank you for the introduction. For the report, it's been our quality. Thank you.
that ECG, we, I think, very excited about this year. I think the department we are here, we're able to perform, and I think we present ourselves here today for scrutiny of the committee. We present us with the data section, and we can take on some questions. Thank you very much.
And then the IP meeting group of questions at this time. Based on that, we'll do that with the line. I'll be put it up. And then I'll now table about 13, cultural affairs and sports, as you know, in the blue book, it's pages 695, and it ends on 732. I'll table the first 10 pages, and I'll take a round of questions. Do I see any indications of any member? I see member Amanda Barnes. Member Barnes, do you have any?
Thank you, Chair. That is page 71, table 7.5. Transfers to local government. Why are transfers to capital municipalities decreased and which municipalities are affected? Can we get an indication of that on page 717? And then on page 719, table 8.1.1, household. Why are transfers to households discontinued? Can we get clarity on that as well? And then I'm going back to page 716, table 7.2, non-profit institutions. Why is the budget increased and which institutions will be recipients of that? Page 716.
Okay.
Thank you.
area, can you just prepare some financial questions and just check the last one and then recommend the final questions for you to be prepared. But maybe just to say, Chair, just in terms of the planning for the World Cup, remember World Cup is 2023, and what we are planning to, the way we should run this World Cup was to say that we leave a legacy for the community for the Western Cape. And therefore, what we are in fact doing there is we are making sure that we amass enough funding to roll out courts and popularize the sport of netball all over the Western Cape. And what you see for France that has come in this year, this will be the first year that we start to look at that. We still have to sit down in netball to determine the areas, because obviously we have some ideas of where we should be. But the Netball Federation will have their own ideas of where they want to see growth inside the sport. We just need a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to make sure that we can promote the sport and specifically put women inside sport, to get women participation inside sport, and to get the country energized in relation to the Netball World Cup. So that's just what I wanted to add on this post on the World Cup Netball. We all have support, the plans will be developed, and then just in terms of the network and the women's sport, if you ask it, we also are doing that then. Just in relation to job creation and growth, so we do know that that the major event section in most sport tourism, that essentially any major event we host, whether it be in art and culture or in sport and people that we promote, those events promote sport tourism and have been funding to the area. Obviously, I must just say that at the moment we do have coronavirus. Wouldn't be incorrect for me to, talk about that. Because it can have an impact on the event, but it's an evolving situation, and we know we follow up and make up that. So if they say it's Congo, it's in Congo. That's really a weary part of this. But I think beyond that, also, just in terms of the job creation and building jobs, one of the things that the FEMA is doing. Is that the FEMA came with the idea of safety into communities, and they never had to do that. Safety into communities. And in the safety into communities, obviously safety was concerned, that the safety must make that so the centerpiece of this 5 years. And what we've done then is we've started to talk about youth unemployment in relation to that. So there is the idea that in the safety into communities, they have been either identified based on murder rate and so on, community safety officers of that. And then there's a job creation amongst youth. They're looking for our department, 4,000 youth of the 5 year term, to be able to actually work inside those days. So I'm just going to make up on that base, basic rate for looking at this too, using this one for. So there will be programs from our department that look at how we can actually create work in constructive things like perhaps it will be like remote centers, or maybe bombing remote, maybe it will be in community centers. We have committed to that, and we've given some funding in relation to that. So you see, we're really trying to tackle the whole question of youth unemployment. And I think also that we're looking at other jobs. We have various levels of employment in our department. You know that also employ 10 public works people for various programs that we do. And in the MOD Center, Hendrix and his team, and the year beyond, we just had a team. We also employ people in schools. Also, in the heritage area, wish to mention that in the heritage area, we're obviously looking for a balanced approach. We have to protect heritage. At the same time, we have development pressures. We know there is recent growth. There's been lots of growth in that recent population. Recently, I came across a document that says from the 90s, 95 to today, 50% growth now in our population, which is weak. And that population growth needs to respond to, we need to respond to it in a way that balances the heritage. And what we need. So I think the heritage is people are positioned to do that. And these are the things that we are doing in relation to economic transformation and job creation. Now, just to go to the final.
Thank you.
NGO pieces. So the main reason is because of the additional allocation, which includes the 30 million for Nepal, the 3 million for youth in service, and the 8.5 million for NGO funds. So that is the reason, it's the main reason for the increase. The second question was around the municipality. May I just indicate that overall the department had to take a budget cut of 3.7%. That was before we received the additional allocation. So it's important to remember that the additional allocation is in fact earmarked allocation, so we cannot allocate it anywhere and cannot use it for any other purpose. So the reason for the decrease in municipalities is mainly because of the budget cut that we had, the overall budget cut that we had. Decrease in households generally we do not budget for. So that would consist, for example, when people either resign or retire, we pay the retirement package and we pay leave gratuities for those people. So generally, with retirement, we are able to budget for it. However, resignation, we are not able to budget for. So you always see deviation in terms of expenditure stream for that particular item. Okay, which one is really crucial for an accuracy.
I love the teamwork. That is happening. So let me extend it over. We will keep the first 10 pages open. I know with Barnes for follow-up. But if I can just clarify with regard to your comment, in terms of, you mentioned appearance in raw symptoms, with regard to the sense of belonging that the person is having there, participation and sense of trust. And to match with that, I heard you correctly that that is targeted in terms of the strategic areas, high crime, and that is what happened. Okay. Thank you.
Member Barnes? Thank you, Chair. My follow-up is on global violence. Since it has already been mentioned, understanding this is one of the departments that will be also be affected by it. But I want to know, we have plans and programs in February coming. Yes, does the department have a plan to address the coronavirus? That's the first question. My second follow-up would be on the question of the non-profit institution. What I want to know is the department can perhaps provide us as to which NGOs and the details of the distribution, who is getting money from the department, where are they, the areas they are at, and how much. If we can just get provisional there. Thank you.
Member Kama.
No, thanks, Chair, and greetings to everyone. I think my first question, Chair, will be a follow-up on the, I think there was a question I think was asked by you, Chair, on the World Cup, the Netherlands World Cup. I want to check, of course, you said you are still going to identify areas with the Federation and but I want to check what engagement perhaps do you have with the municipality in terms of the existing infrastructure and how do we perhaps utilize that space. I'm raising this because I know currently there's the community of Elsis River and the municipality at Loggerheads regarding the Sleepy Hollow sports field, and I think that area also has a great participation of netball. There's a team there, and they're using the same facility. So I want to check, because we know money will never be enough, Chair, but how do we work in collaboration with other government institutions or levels of government to ensure that also the current infrastructure is protected. Thanks, Chair. That's the first question. The second question, I just want to get an understanding in terms of the 8.5
page.
My question is sorry, on page 699. I see on point 3 is 8.5 million which is earmarked in each year to support arts and culture organizations. I want to check perhaps if there's an indication of how much of this is earmarked for the rural towns, understanding the rural towns, the furthest parts of the province, understanding those communities that don't really get the support, how much of this is earmarked for them. Thank you.
So we will take for one question because you have some solid side which I have to go in the issue. Maybe just to sort of coronavirus and say that we are obviously communicating to all our stakeholders the same message that comes from the national minister, the premier and the health department. And we are dictated to by in terms of which way to go and hold on events, not only our decision to make. Will be a half decision, they will make a call. We're not expecting that. We obviously want to underscore, but ultimately, when it comes to safety, they will make a call and if that happens, then we'll be aware of communicating that at this time. Our latest briefing at the moment is that it isn't a safety in any event either. But with a caveat, it was told in the meeting that the situation is evolving and it will change. But right now, it will be so that's the coronavirus. That's the evolving situation, but my point is we will go behind the health department. I think that's the issue, we are not expecting that. I think just in terms of the number of institutions, what I do want to say just this is breaking up in relation to the approach to art and culture, that I have talked to the process that they follow. Remember the process that people have to apply, the appetite, and say where that is. And then in relation to the sport, it's similar thing. The only difference in sport is a fixed band of organizations because essentially they are federations. They are, I think, 1972, that was in place, they are in place, 1972, and they will put in proposals and they will get the limits of funding, so they can add to that answer. And then in relation to the NATO World Cup, it is clear that when you got, firstly, number one, I think the event has been also in that specific account. So there's a committee that consists of the national department, the NATO people, ourselves, the Cape Town, also sitting on that committee. So essentially the engagement about where people go, how much we allocate to the city, and it's actually done in conjunction with them. So we take into account the scale of $1,000 to go low, we report it, and we see where it will come. But I think the second thing is also we will know that nationally there is a plan for something called the JDA, the Joint Development Initiative that we want to do. Or over that, the same joint district in area development. And if we always go outside of the municipalities, then, or outside of the district, then obviously we have to engage outside of the municipalities. We wouldn't be doing that without them. Most of these facilities will probably be worked on the maybe it will be on school end, don't know, because the district was almost negotiated, but most of them will probably be worked on the school end. And as soon as you do that, you're going to have to actually negotiate with the municipality. So I'm going to ask on that note to ask my two colleagues that are supposed to add about the process for the time.
Thank you, Chair. I'll start with the 8.5 million. I think Member Barnard and Member Barnard asked similar questions, but I think it's not the same amount. With the up funding, we now have 22 million. We are coming from 13.5. We were cut last year down to 13.7, and now we've now moved to 22. So the first element we're going to address is to address the shortcoming that we're going to put about my hands. And then the bulk of the balance of the budget will go to NGOs, and it's also split within the NGOs. So we've got established organizations, we've got intermediate organizations, we've got foundation organizations, we've got an allocation that goes to new work, we've got an allocation that goes to new development. And then after last year, we realized that after many because what happens is a similar picture to what's happening nationally. So nationally, in the Zanzibar Golden Economy, but the bulk of the applications are coming from the Gauteng province, and fewer from Limpopo and other provinces, those sort of provinces. And right now, discussions are underway to see how specific applications can be made for Gauteng, where we say a minimum of X percentage will be for Gauteng, and then direct upwards. So we're looking at that and seeing how we can address that, because for instance, we had one potential group application, which is just not a true reflection of how we should address it. The call went out in October last year. Before we knew we had this additional money, this money we only informed of in February. So we are busy with the education now, and we are trying to see how we can effect the new money within the plan.
In terms of the water, we received 30 million for the worker, which will form part of the creation of a special purpose vehicle that is the company that is going to run the worker. And linked to that will be the LOC that is also going to run, manage, also meant for, because when a candidate receives a chance to host the worker for that one, the appeal has to be paid to the international network for the receipt. So those monies are also there. And then with regard, we also received 4 million rand for network cost, and as the issue we have just said, we are going to meet up with the network structure to decide where the costs are going to be. And linked to it, also, I mean, that is linked to the major is trading and development, trading of empire, trading of administration, you know, the whole value chain in terms of developing network. So we have had meetings with the network partner to look at what you are going to do going forward in terms of facilities. But we are finding that the facilities need to go to our communities. So that is what we're talking about. Thank you.
And I just want to double check.
In terms of that, the application process will open from the 1st of April this year. And it will, the federations will apply to the party, and the application forms close on the 30th of April. And then thereafter, we collect everything, we meet up with the federations in January, February, where they are going to do presentations to the department on the money that they received in the previous year, that we call the bilateral process, and what they are looking at doing in the new year. And then thereafter, we hand out proverbial checks to them, those that qualify that receive money from the department. And that happens during the period of April and May for all federations in the UK.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, maybe you should like that. So, what are we saying is the annual process, and give it to the desk, but what we see now, we need to be cross here. So, I go ahead with the same.
completely already, is it committed can be provided with the current funding policy in that regard? And if there is any possible amendments that will be made to it, what is your view in that regard? But also, how to track over a period of, say, over 1 year, that process, that kind of process happens, and someone has pulled short in terms of their account, what happens to it? How do we then hold the federation accountable?
Provision of infrastructure in under-resourced areas, what in those areas that are earmarked for the district, for federation, and then you talk about the after-school programs that you can serve, and you talk about the 5,500 youth job opportunities over 5 years, what would that number be for the financial year that we are going into? And then Minister, I want to say actually that I think for the first time in a long time, I was excited about the MOD program. We went on a trusted visit to GSO Primary School in Kota. Now there is a person who championed the MOD program at the school, and he is a Marius Kirpa. And so much so that we went to become a teacher at the primary school. We did not have a qualification before. But in being involved in the MOD program, he then applied to become a teacher. So very welcome to him and well done to the department for that he had in that area. But as I say, that made me excited in a very long time of the MOD program. And that is what the MOD program should do and how it should influence especially our children in that kind of area. So well done for that.
Okay, so maybe just to say, so the quantum energy now funding applies to all organizations, not just the school organizations. But I think maybe just to say, obviously, remember these are community-based structures. They are from part-time Muslim organizations in the arts and some professional organizations. They've got UOs and so on. But mainly the sport is enough. The amateur and the other guys need to know on a basis that is perhaps not in the regular professional business. So what we've got is a whole number of threshold that they sign with us is about 50,000 below 50,000, depending on how much money they take for certain requirements. They need to have audit financial statements, they will need to have reports, and so on. And if they fall short on any of these, CFO and his team, they look at it and say, okay, this is fine, this can go ahead, but these ones can't go ahead, but then you'll probably fall into a discussion and say, listen, better get extra much money for you, but you are just falling short. Or the other way you can access us, we will not just walk away. We all have a conversation, in some cases we do walk away. If you feel that this is uneligible and you can't find perhaps another organization to sort of stand for financial accountability, then you will also. But in most occasions, you find a way of trying to assist them because you know that people are struggling. And especially in community organizations, they seem not to have all the financial acumen to be able to give us assistance in the way that it should be. Although I will have said that, I think it's improving with time. We have a lot of discussions with it. Even in groups like the FAS in the center, even in groups like the municipal, the CMO is also engaging with the schools to be able to make sure that they do have a financial clarity to be able to say, listen, this is the way. Exactly. But the general overall. then also maybe just to say that thank you very much for the positive feedback from our center with Deerbrook Primary School, and I am glad that we, besides inspiring young people who are participating, which in fact the court now actually inspires somebody who's the operator, which is great, and I think that's very good. What I want to say about the program like this is that you need to do it over a long period of time, and you need to be consistent so that people have the expectation that their school is known for this. So when I go there, this is what I can expect. Very rough test is great. Small steps over a long period of time, repeated, and eventually we transport to that institution culture, and then there you have everything looking landed. But thank you for the positive feedback. Okay, see what is anything else you should add or add? Okay, you say you have a question on your speech?
Thank you. The current recommended culture consists of three sides. So the mandate we received here is to develop the growth and the adaptation center in the West Coast so that it could be a visitable site. Currently, the site is not accessible. Out of the three sites, it's only 20 points that has developed infrastructure. So the purpose here is to package and do some infrastructure development so that the site can be visible. But currently we are in the process of building the institution center, excuse me, on the 17th of April, which will begin to bring a checkbook.
Thank you for the question. And this year's target is 500 youth.
Thank you.
any questions from those cases for input. I think there was also a general consensus involving the consensus and that we would ask them if you want to visit and to see more of the progress in action, because then you get a broader understanding of the scope of the work. Do I know any of that?
Just that picture in the same page, where 7 or 6?
7 or 6. 7 or 3. In English. I want to thank Mr. Martin also for your presentation, your work presentation, as we have seen this today. Members?
Please 7 2 2.
they were 8.2 out of 1,000, so it has potential increases. What I want to know is that how will organizations that are under-resourced or communities that are less beneficiary benefiting from this 35%? The thing is, I've read somewhere in the report, telling us the Supreme Court, I can't find the page, where it is said that cultural affairs is 5 million to city of Cape Town. Is it coming from there? I've read it somewhere. I'm trying to see where the 35% is coming from. Can I just get an explanation on that one?
Thank you so much. Page 17, just for implicit, the museum's ordinance convenient will definitely be a way that will possibly be promulgated, but also to match one to name of water question. Because in my head, I can understand your question. If I just consider one code, for example, Gandhi, where we have strong Gandhi schools, and this amount of learners will come by a small part of the school group in the community. But then, what is exactly being done from the department? Do we just need that in charge for the schools to be closer to think about what is being done there?
Okay, we will think to answer the questions. I'm just thinking to repeat who should answer. Golden Games, Paul, can you please answer the Golden Games? Can you also please answer about Nick Velvet's question and ethics with the people? Just then we talk about school sport. And Guy, can you talk about the arts organizations? Sort of moving to supporting and later finding how we're going to deal with that. And then Mokulisi, can you talk about the ordinance? Where are we with that? CFO will talk about the case of sport and between the Mazda and Kulam, can you please talk about the licensing for each of them and the reduction in your budget and how that works by week and when to drop free results. Okay, so we can start the poll. Thank you.
With regards to the government rates, we assume it's about 510,000 roughly it's about 80,000 at this rate. And we fund it up to a specific level of support. So we are funding it from each level. That's more the mandate of the Department of Social Development. But then also, we're not sure if they should be participating at the provincial level because it's supposed to be a directional participation. With regards to the next level for athletics, it's recommended at a national level that primary school children don't participate at the national level, according to the National Sports Recreation Plan. But they actually do, and so we do assist. And at the high school level, we also assist. How we assist is based on what it actually will cost them. Every year is different depending on where they're traveling to. And so we assist them in regard to that. What we generally do is to assist with flights, if it's summer games or winter games. But of course, a little championship will happen, like, let's say the Saturday, in a week's time, the Saturday, and we don't know football and stuff. So we assist them with the buses that they drive to take them to the end of the game. So generally, we assist them with park assisting, with transportation and accommodation. But not completely because the uniforms they have made to their own costs, both the primary school and high school. So we don't fully assist them, but we partly assist them with regards to finance. And that's at the provincial level. So when they go traveling, when they have a new provincial school, that's when we can assist. I must just say, sorry, that the budget needs differ from every year. So it's difficult for us to allocate the exact amount every year. And then also, at the national level, they asked for it to be in April, but the insistence from the organization itself is that they actually
catch us up at the end of the financial year, so we make it difficult also to assist that graduation.
Thank you, Chief. That question was partially answered in the previous one. The reason for that increase is the 8.5 million that has been made available for arts organizations, including NGOs. And with the current budget, before we received a new amount, we had 3.9 million available for NGOs. We are basically growing that amount now and make sure that we grow the amount of money that is available to NGOs. And we are also going to be, like I said earlier, make an allocation for rural districts, because a lot of other NGOs are active, small NGOs are active in the rural districts. Then the other element, which is linked to an APP target from national departments, which is artists in schools, we're going to be allocating some funding towards that program. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. So, case for 450 million was allocated in total. So, the allocation is split between the after school program and what stages. The case for sport for how it is designed emanated from research that was done within the sports sector to determine what is the contribution to economic development within the sports sector. And therefore, it's termed paid for sport. But the allocation, in fact, is a split between what center and the after school program.
The amendment of the Museum Act ordinance is at an advanced stage. The call, in fact, the draft bill was gazetted, and the closing date is the 30th of March. So soon after that, we will be processing comments, and I think standing committee should expect the tenth during the course of this financial year, obviously.
Thank you. In terms of the funding for archives, as compared to question 75, that funding includes the funding for archives of the directorate and also enterprise contract management. What happened with the money that was the adjustment that was done within adjustment budget when money was transferred to the Department of the Premier through a process called Section 33? And in that process, there is, because what happens with DCM, there are functions that are performed by the Department of the Premier, the Center for Innovation. Those functions include the project management services that we get from the Department of the Premier, that is for project managers that manage the ECM, and also the business analysis that we get, and also in terms of change management, they are the ones that assist us with that. Licensing as well is managed in the Department of the Premier. So that is why we send money to them in order to process or procure those services on behalf of the department. Also, part of the funding that was sent through was for advanced electronic signatures, which we are also now processing. And just to say, also in terms of the process, we did a procurement process for rollout to the Department of the Premier and Department of Agriculture, and we had to leave money that was allocated for the 3 months of the financial year for the contract, which we are continuing with the contract in 2021.
Members, do you have any further follow-up from the pages that I identified earlier on? As stated, we will be interviewing the following soon again. We will be delving into no further questions. Any questions with regard to any of the entities? I do understand that we've already seen the secretary full-time, for 38 members. But also the department would be aware of the said policy of actually Maori directly of the side of the school. I would like secondly to convey some analysis, and I think I would give support, but it's always when we are in school and what we are doing, we understand contributes to that our society approach. I have been a pro soccer player. But I understand how it gives you away from credibility, from other social ills, and from the temporality a wife is behind. So we will be able to convey our condolences to the family, and that they may be strong during this time, and that whatever happens in the time, and with the coronavirus earlier on the trainer yet, because it just broke. We understand the real issues against your relationship is so vital. And you want to have more interactions and visit the bot centers and visit all the programs, not just because I want to see all the bot is performing, but we want to get to speaking to them so that we can hear and have a kind of interaction so we can know exactly that the value is definitely. So thank you for being here, each is with the official, to the minister, to the HOB, but I would want to request that if there is any closing remark from the minister or the HOB, you may do so now.
Why don't you request that? I just want to thank you for the manner in this, how we conduct each other, and for the valuable input and accountability that you give us. Thank you so much. And then I want to congratulate our HOB, Mr. Dean Walton, for his reappointment for the next 5 years from the 1st of April 2020.